From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is the Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin lauds Southwest Papua for speedy administration preparations. The power of Indonesian food as a tourism promotion attraction. Now the news in details. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin lauded the Southwest Papua Provincial Government for its swift effort to establish and run a proper administration by preparing various regional secretariats, services, and agencies. As reported by Antara, the Vice President extended his appreciation during the first stone-laying ceremony for development of the Southwest Papua Government's Office Center at the Womnik Stadium, Kilometer 16, Sorong City, on Monday. The Vice President Ma'ruf Amin would like to extend his appreciation to the Southwest Papua Acting Governor Muhammad Musa'ad for his tremendous effort in making various preparations despite serving in the office for only 7 months so far. International Culinary Reference Channel Taste Atlas on Friday released a list of top 10 most delicious soups in the world. Rawon, a thick black meat soup, a typical food of Surabaya, East Java, Indonesia, won first place. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, appreciated the selection of rawon as one of the 10 most delicious soups in the world. This was conveyed by Minister Sandiaga Uno in a press conference on Monday in Jakarta. He also said that Indonesia must use culinary power as a tourism promotion attraction, as well as work with all stakeholders so that target of 2,000 to 4,000 Indonesian restaurants abroad and Indonesian spice export up to $2 billion can be achieved.
Kuliner kita ini beragam.
Indonesia has various cuisines. The government has Indonesia Spice Up the World program with a focus on creating 2,000 to 4,000 Indonesian restaurants abroad. The government is targeting spice exports to reach $2 billion and how to use the culinary power as an attraction for the promotion of tourism destinations. And this called gastronomic diplomacy. What the government needs to do is strategic steps. Indonesia is integrated so that in the country all stakeholders and diaspora work together to market Indonesian culinary products. Meanwhile, on its official website, Taste Atlas stated that this assessment was made based on the ratings given by their community of readers. According to Taste Atlas, the rankings are made with the aim of promoting delicious local food, instilling pride in traditional cuisine, and arousing curiosity about dishes that have never been tried. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati discussed tax reform with her Australian counterpart James Edward Chalmers on the sidelines of the third G20 Financial Ministers and Central Bank Governors third G20 FMCBG meeting in India. According to Minister Sri Mulyani on Monday, one of the topics of discussion is taxation, especially related to tax reform. Apart from taxation, Indrawati and Chalmers also discussed other topics relevant to India's presidency of the G20. On climate change financing, they explore the potential for collaboration regarding taxonomy and green financing in the Asian region. Two games made by Indonesian children, namely Lokapala and Battle of Satria Dewa, are competed in the 2023 Esports President Cup, which is taking place on July 18th until October 22nd, 2023 in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandiuno in Jakarta on Monday appreciated the holding of the 2023 President Esports Cup, which also support the local game industry in Indonesia. According to the minister, the number of local Indonesian games is still small, although the potential of the country's game industry has increased significantly from year to year with an economic potential of more than $2 billion. Therefore, the government is pushing for more local games through the Government Regulations number 24 of 2023 concerning intellectual property.
Potensi dari industri game ini meningkat sangat.
The potential of the game industry has increased significantly from year to year, and it is more than $2 billion resulted from the game subsector. Unfortunately, there are still very few local games. Therefore, the government wants to push through intellectual property with the Government Regulations number 24 of 2022 to encourage more local games. Moreover, through the government regulations related to intellectual rights, according to Sandiaga Uno, the 2023 Esports President's Cup is expected to be able to provide more massive stimulus to support the growth of Indonesian's esports talents evenly so that they are ready to compete in the world-class esports tournaments. Now let's turn to the international news. Russia stated that it is ending its participation in a nearly year-old agreement that allowed Ukraine safe passage to export its grains from three Ukrainian ports past Russian warship on the Black Sea. As quoted by VOA.com, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters that unfortunately, the part of these Black Sea agreements concerning Russia has not been implemented so far, so its effects is terminated. As soon as the Russian part of the agreements is fulfilled, the Russian side will return to the implementation of this deal immediately. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan arrived in Jeddah on Monday on the first leg of a three-state golf tour with business and investment at the top of the agenda. As reported by ArabNews.com, the Turkish president is leading a massive delegation of government ministers and officials and about 200 business leaders, investors, and company owners. He was received on Monday evening by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and met with several Saudi ministers and officials. The pair discussed bilateral relations and ways to enhance cooperation in all fields and to the latest regional and international developments. Some 30,000 people from Quang Ninh to Ninh Binh provinces in northern Vietnam will be evacuated as Typhoon Talim, one of the strongest storms to hit Vietnam in the past 5 years, is expected to make landfall on Tuesday evening. As quoted by VOVWorld.vn, the evacuation order was delivered at an online meeting between the National Steering Committee for Natural Disasters Prevention and Control and 27 localities in northern and north central regions on Monday. No vessels will be operating in the dangerous areas, according to the meeting. Vessels have been banned from heading to or operating in the waters to be affected by the typhoon. That's a newsline from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Now here is today's commentary on ASEAN World Skill 2023, an important event to prepare competent human resources. I'm Dalat Pane. The Indonesian Minister of Manpower, Ida Fauzia, on Monday sent off the Indonesian delegation to take part in the 13th World Skill ASEAN Skills Competition in 2023 in Singapore. According to Mr. Ida Fauzia, the implementation of World Skill ASEAN has an important meaning in a bid to prepare competent human resources. The success of Indonesia's competitors in the event will be one of the benchmarks for the extent of the competitiveness of Indonesian human resources at the ASEAN level. Human resources are one very important factor and capital in an organization. Human resources are also a key that determines the development of a company. The country, which is an organization on a large scale, also needs quality human resources who can achieve the goals of the country. Indonesia is a country that has large human resources and continues to record population growth every year. According to the latest data from the Central Statistics Agency, the population in Indonesia has now reached 278.69 million in mid-2023. This figure has increased by 1.05% from the previous year. The population growth should be directly proportional to the quality of existing human resources. Factors that can affect the quality of a country's population are the level of health, level of education, and level of income per capita. Compared to other countries in the world, it cannot be denied that Indonesia, with a large population, does not yet have high-quality human resources. One way that can be done to improve the quality of human resources in Indonesia is the implementation of good and quality education. It is necessary to organize the education system holistically, especially with regard to the quality of education. Hopefully, the 2023 ASEAN World Skill Event, which will take place in Singapore from 23 until 25 of July, can be a benchmark to what extent the quality of Indonesian human resources skills is compared to other countries in the ASEAN region, and becomes an encouragement for Indonesian workers and people to improve skills so that they are not inferior to other countries. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of birth of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was born in Mvezo, South Africa, 18th July 1918, and died in Johannesburg, South Africa, 5th December 2013, at the age of 95. Mandela was a South African anti-apartheid revolutionary and politician who served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He was the first black South African to hold the office and the first president to be elected by full representation in a multiracial election. His government focused on eliminating apartheid influence by eradicating racism, poverty and inequality, and promoting racial reconciliation. Moving on to July 18, 1974, the Public Corporation for National Housing Development, or Perum Perumnas, was established. Perumnas is a state-owned enterprise or BUMN in the form of a public company where all of its shares are owned by the government. Perumnas was established as a government solution in providing decent housing for the lower middle class. The company was founded based on Government Regulation No. 29 of 1974, amended by Government Regulation No. 12 of 1988, and perfected by Government Regulation No. 15 of 2004, dated May 10, 2004. Since its establishment in 1974, Perumnas has played a role as a pioneer in providing housing and settlements for middle to lower income people. Listener, we end today in history with the commemoration of International Listening Day. July 18th is observed as International Listening Day. International Listening Day was organized by the World Listening Project in honor of renowned Canadian composer, music educator, and author Murray Schafer, who was born on July 18, 1933. International Listening Day was established to bring awareness among people about the value of listening, embodies the world's focus on enhancing listening skills and preserving the critical sound landscape, and teaching people not only to see, feel, and smell, but also to listen with all their senses. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Akan berganti dia.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia and Turkey discuss cooperation and global issues. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Turkey Hakan Fidan held a bilateral meeting on Saturday in Jakarta. Apart from discussing bilateral relations, the meeting also discussed various regional and global issues. Minister Retno Marsudi, in a joint press release broadcast on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs YouTube channel, stated that going forward, cooperation between the two countries must contribute to the welfare of the people of both countries, the welfare of the world, and the wider community. Regarding bilateral cooperation, the two foreign ministers discussed a number of important topics, including welcoming the continued growth in the bilateral trade, which amounted to nearly $3 billion last year. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also invited the Turkish private sector to use Indonesia as an industrial hub for the Asia-Pacific market and a source of industrial materials. Both ministers also welcomed the business-to-business cooperation between the two countries in the joint production and distribution of electric buses, cooperation in natural gas, construction of the food city complex in Gorontalo, the Trans-Sumatra toll road, and investment in the wood processing industry in Sumatra.
We will continue to work together in advancing issues of common interest. Our two countries share the same principal position. We want freedom for Palestine. We want peace in Afghanistan and respect the right of Afghan women.
Meanwhile, in his statement, the Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan explained that the meeting also discussed opportunities for cooperation between the two countries in the Indonesia's new Capital Nusantara mega project. Minister Fidan conveyed that a number of Turkish companies had experience in handling large projects and this could be considered by Indonesia. In the economic field, Minister Fidan said that Turkey and Indonesia would work even harder to achieve the target set by the two heads of state, namely $10 billion.
We discussed the importance of combating terrorism and transnational crimes. We exchanged views on the wide range of regional and international issues. We discussed rising global challenges, including Islamophobia and despicable attacks against the Holy Quran.
At the end of his statement, Minister Fidan conveyed Turkey's desire to expand cooperation with Indonesia. That was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much, but it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, 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 oh. I'm boring, so I'm taking my time on my ride. I'm on my ride. It's easy to say, we have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignore them.
All these questions they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, not far from the city of Makassar, South Sulawesi, about 30 minutes by car, there is an interesting tourist village that you must visit. Its name is Lantabung Tourism Village. Recently, the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, visited the tourist village. He also appreciated Lantabung Tourism Village, which relies on beach and mangrove tourism on an eco-tourism basis. With the potential of mangrove forests, Lantabung Village received Kalpataru Environmental Award from the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry in 2020. From the entrance of Lantabung, you can see dozens of fishing boats lining up beside the bridge along the way. Walking into this tourist area, your eyes will be spoiled by the thick, green mangrove forest. Unlike most other forests, this mangrove forest does have its own charm for tourists. Mangrove trees are not as tall and towering as the trees in the forest. This mangrove forest area stretches for 2 kilometers and faces directly south of the Makassar Strait. So, as far as the eye can see, you will only see green mangrove trees, expanse of ocean, and occasionally see fishing boats sailing. Apart from the mangrove forest, Lantabung Village also built a colorful tourist bridge, so that the road to the mangrove forest is filled with bright colors that decorate and beautify the streets. You can go through this colorful bridge to get around to see the beauty of the mangrove tourism forest there. This 270-meter-long bridge is also equipped with two small huts in the middle of the bridge as a place to rest. Here, you can also sit and enjoy the cool breeze while recovering your energy. You can also soak your feet in fresh seawater. While approaching the end, there is an information center. At the end of the bridge, a 5-meter-high platform is provided for tourists who want to see a clearer view. Usually, this pavilion is used as a favorite place for people who want to see the beautiful sunset over the sea. This tourist area also provides various kinds of facilities such as toilets, prayer rooms, food stalls, homestays, and rest areas. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between The Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is persiapan perjalanan or travel preparation. You will listen now to a conversation entitled Segera ke sana, which means get there right away. This conversation takes place on the phone between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend from Chris Vlog Community. Chris said that he will soon meet Sorta Uli in the Sibolga Port waiting room. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sorta, kamu di mana?
Saya sudah di ruang tunggu pelabuhan Sibolga.
Saya segera pergi ke sana.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material, segera ke sana, which means get there right away or get there immediately. I will say the word slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Segera pergi, which means leave immediately. Kesana, kesana, which means go there. Saya segera pergi kesana, which means I'll go there right away or I'll go there immediately. Ruang tunggu, which means waiting room. Pelabuhan Sibolga, which means Sibolga Port. In the conversation, you heard the expression, saya segera pergi ke sana. Saya segera pergi ke sana, which means I'll go there immediately. In that sentence, there is an adverb segera. Segera, which means immediately or right away, which marks the expression of an activity that is carried out immediately. In the sentence, the adverb segera, which means immediately, is followed by an expression that states the activity to be carried out right away. That is pergi ke sana, which means go there. The sentence then becomes saya segera pergi ke sana. Saya segera pergi ke sana, which means I'll go there immediately. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples to mark expression of activities that are carried out immediately. Saya segera berangkat ke sana. Saya segera berangkat ke sana, which means I leave or I'll go there immediately. Kami segera pulang ke rumah. Kami segera pulang ke rumah, which means we'll go home immediately. A port or harbor is a place where ships dock. Sibolga Port is claimed to be the best in Asia Pacific. The design of Sibolga Port is made for goods and passengers. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details let's listen to the example of the conversation once again.
Sorta, kamu di mana?
Saya sudah di ruang tunggu pelabuhan Sibolga.
Saya segera pergi ke sana.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Persiapan Perjalanan. Persiapan Perjalanan or Travel Preparation and a conversation entitled Segera Kesana. Segera Kesana, which means get there right away. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
These memories will fade and never do. Turns out people lie. They said just snap your fingers, as if it was really that easy for me to get over you. I just need time. Snapping one. I'm writing a song, said this is the last one. How many last songs are left? I'm losing count. Since June 22nd, my heart's been on fire. I've been spending my nights in the rain trying to put it out. So I'm snapping one. Talking to people before I snap, snap, snap. Oh, I might stop talking to people before I snap. Snapping one, two, where are you?
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice.
and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VY listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Beranak Banyak by Wak Zul and Wak Salim. The song was composed by Jeffrey Ahmad and Wak Salim. The lyrics tell about how difficult it is to live if you have many children. If you have many children, you're getting dizzy because the house is messy, you don't sleep well, and you have many needs that must be met. Well, listener, here is Beranak Banyak by Wak Zul and Wak Salim. Enjoy!
Melagak, melagak, beranak banyak. Sekali budak menyala, baru bening kepala otak.
Hey, jangan melagak, melagak, beranak banyak. Sekilo beras di tanah itu pun tak cukup pula.
Banyak anak, kepala kemak. Banyak anak, dada bengkak.
Banyak anak, rumah berserak. Banyak anak, tidur tak nyenyak.
Jangan melagak, melagak, beranak banyak.
Sekali budak menyalak, baru pening kepala otak.
Makanlah kue putu, kue dicetak dari bambu. Sudahlah kerja tak menentu, tambah anak bersusun paku.
Makanlah buah betik, buah didapat dari belantik. Anak yang satu gila mengusik, yang lain pula terbekik-bekik.
Hei jangan melagak, melagak, beranak banyak.
Budak disusun tegak, macam tentara keluar barang.
Kapo bang?
Kau tengok kelakuan anak. Aku yang menyusun, dia yang menyerah.
Itulah kalau beranak banyak. Akunya, betul tu bang. Yang ditambah-tambah lagi, ini tiap tahun beranak. Tiap tahun beranak.
Iya, engkau tu tidur bukan melasa.
Abang tu tak beralang, tak?
Engkau tu tak pula.
Kau tidur nyenyak lagi ganggu.
Hei, jangan melagak, melagak, beranak banyak. Sekali budak menyalak, baru pening kepala otak.
Hei, jangan melagak, melagak, beranak banyak. Sekilo beras di tanah itu pun tak cukup pula.
kepala kemak, banyak anak dada bengkak,
banyak anak rumah berserak, banyak anak tidur tak nyenyak.
Hey, jangan melagak melagak beranak banyak,
sekali budak menyalak baru pening kepala otak.
Makanlah kue putu, kue dicetak dari lah bambu. Sudahlah kerja tak menentu, tambah anak bersusun paku.
Makanlah buah metik, buah didapat dari belantik. Anak yang satu gila mengusik, yang lain pula terbekik-bekik.
Hei jangan melagak, melagak beranak banyak.
Mudah disusun tegak, macam tentara keluar barang.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.